This is an executive summary of royalty income versus DSD distributions, your cash flow after the exchange, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The decision between holding direct mineral royalties and exchanging into DSD distributions isn't really about tax, both can defer the gain, it's about what your income will feel like for years afterward. A direct royalty and a DST distribution are very different cash flow experiences. One is higher yielding but lumpy, commodity-linked, and structurally declining, the other is steadier, diversified, and professionally managed, but with fees and less upside. For an investor deciding how to deploy exchange proceeds, or whether to keep minerals at all, understanding these two income profiles is what makes the choice clear. This guide compares how royalty income and DSD distributions behave month to month and year to year, the decline curve and commodity risks behind royalties, the tax shelters that improve each, and the blended approaches many investors use to balance yield against stability. Direct royalty income arrives monthly, but it's anything but steady. The amount depends on two moving parts, how much the wells produce in a given month, and the prices oil and gas fetch that month. Production varies with operational factors and naturally declines as wells age, while commodity prices swing with global markets. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.